usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
The signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Cheap Trick, who will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this evening. Dan and I were talking about how Cheap Trick had a few good songs and a couple of good years, late 70s, early 80s. But I think we've really lowered the bar on the standard for Rock and Roll Hall of Famers when we're putting in groups like Cheap Trick, don't you?
Yeah. Well, there's some people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that you wouldn't even consider rock and roll.
Well, like NWA.
Yeah.
Which is being inducted tonight.
Yeah.
That's a very strange one.
Yeah. They should just call it Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Change the name or just put rock and roll people in there.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Cash got in. Was Johnny Cash a rock and roller?
No.
I mean, certainly a superstar and certainly a guy with a long career. Certainly could be in the Country Hall of Fame and maybe even the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But, you know, NWA I'd put in the Rap Hall of Fame, which, by the way, will not be at my house because I don't. The fact that I know that they're a rap group, we've now stretched the limits of my knowledge of rap right there. But Cheap Trick, I like a lot of their songs, but I couldn't tell you more than four or five of them. And by that definition, I don't think they deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going in tonight with Deep Purple and Chicago and Steve Miller. Did I give the phone numbers for the Harris Challenge yet?
I don't believe so.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. If you want to play, I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis. And when you play the Harris Challenge, you are playing America's favorite trivia game for America's favorite most valuable prizes. And who do those come from? This guy right here.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have... Oh, hold on. Wrong one. Here we go. We have
dozen... What time is rehearsal?
Yeah.
Well, I had the wrong sheet in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
We have one dozen free
Scott
donuts.
Scott Sherman would have had it already prepared. He would have been all set here. He wouldn't have had any problem. Tim Weiland would have been 100% ready to go with the information right in front of him.
I know.
You, who I've only worked with for 17 years...
Yeah.
Couldn't be prepared.
No, I'm never prepared.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Stop the music. I'll introduce him again. We'll start, and you can edit this out, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot.
So you can win fabulous prize packages from this gentleman right here.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have gift cards from Peroni's Pizza. And they have three locations. They have one in Florissant. They have one in O'Fallon at M&P. And in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
So you have your choice of either of those. And if you get all the questions right for what we call the clean sweep, we have a bonus prize for you.
That's right. The clean sweep gets you a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar on Holloway and Manchester. Right there in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
Okay, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Martin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Welcome to the show, and welcome to the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain by sucking up to the boss, shouting out to the family, or using it for a prearranged commercial endorsement of your own in what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Thank you for having me on. Just want to say go Blues and go Cardinals.
Yeah, be nice to see the Cardinals go.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
So far, 0-3 on the season. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which I'm spilling out here for you to choose from. We know category one is always going to be our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two. That is gross. Or you can have category three. Could be Willie. Could be Nelson. Which, by the way,
I'll go with the could be Willie, could be Nelson.
Okay, now this category is not about Willie Nelson. He's coming to the Peabody tomorrow night, but this is a category about people who are either named Willie or Nelson. Okay?
Sounds good.
60 seconds on the clock, Martin. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is fifth on the all-time home run list with 660 home runs?
Willie Mays.
Correct. Who played John Bender in the 1985 John Hughes movie, The Breakfast Club?
Pat.
In what 1971 movie did Gene Wilder play the owner of a candy business?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct. What was the name of the 1993 movie about a boy trying to save a whale from being killed by aquarium owners?
Pass. The second one is Judd Nelson.
Correct. Five-pointer is, who played the title character on the TV series Coach?
Craig T. Nelson.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. What was the name of the 1993 movie about a boy trying to save a whale from being killed by aquarium owners?
Free Willy.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge and get them all right for the clean sweep. Congratulations, Martin.
Hey, all right. Thank you.
Very nicely done. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your Candice's gift certificate and your choice of whatever else you like while I move on to contestant number two. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first off, I am AM and PM.
Thank you very much.
And I always enjoy the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
I appreciate that. Steve, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? That is gross. Or where was that?
Let's try where was that.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Two people are dead after a shooting at Lackland Air Force Base this morning. What state is Lackland in?
Pass.
What country's prime minister resigned this week after the Panama Papers revealed he and other world leaders had hidden their wealth in offshore tax havens?
Uh-oh, pass.
In what state is 76-year-old Governor Robert Bentley facing possible impeachment after being accused of having an affair with a married advisor?
I can't wait to be punished. Pass.
Which two states announced this week that they will raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
California.
Right.
Oregon.
New York is the other one. A high school student found out this week she's been accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. For 1 point each, name 5 of them.
Harvard, Princeton, Yale. I am so good about this.
Columbia, Cornell, Penn, Dartmouth, and Brown are the others.
Okay.
Governor Robert Bentley is the guy who's possibly being impeached. He's the governor of Alabama. It was the prime minister of Iceland who resigned after his name showed up in the Panama Papers. And Lackland Air Force Base is in Texas. So all you got there was 1 point each for Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. That's a total of 3, Steve. And as you know, if you don't get at least 8 on the Harris Challenge, you do not win, and instead you get punished. So I mentioned earlier in the show that yesterday was the final episode of American Idol, on which many of the good singers from that show's past returned. But I have a punishment music archive that includes lots of the not-so-good singers. And that's the archive we're going to dive into today, starting with Mr. William Hung.
Talk to me, tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Talk to me, tell me your sign. You're switching sides like a Gemini. Ugh. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum.
He was on last night.
Baby.
Yeah, they actually did have him on last night to sing that song, She Bangs. And I give William Hung credit. He knew he wasn't going to be a star and yet turned it into his 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
Released a couple CDs.
He did. And he did gigs all around the country because he was in on the joke. It wasn't just people laughing at him. I'm sorry you had to be punished by him today here, Steve, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much. Contestant number 3 is ready to go. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Is somebody singing She Bangs in your car?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, Dan.
If you're looking for a dog, you should adopt one from Stray Rescue.
Good idea. Here are your category choices. Have you been paying attention? That is gross. Or on this day.
Let's do that is gross.
Okay. How old is your kid?
2.
You know what? I think you may find some of your child's bodily fluid showing up in this category here, Dan. 60 seconds.
I might be an expert.
Yeah, you might be. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How much mucus does the average person swallow each day? A cup, a pint, or a quart?
A pint.
A quart. Within 5, what percentage of people admit to picking their nose?
65.
That is 70, so you get the points. Which of these foods does not create a lot of gas in your body? Radishes, clementines, or broccoli?
Clementine.
Correct. How often does your body create a whole new layer of skin? Every week, every month, or every 3 months?
Every month.
That's right, about every 28 days. How many times a day does the average person burp? 5, 15, or 20?
20.
15 times a day. Let's see how you did here, Dan. You got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 4. That's a total of 9 points. By the way, this category, That Is Gross, brought to you by Dan Strauss.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it.
9 points makes you a winner, Dan. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. You and your daughter are going to get your choice of stuff, which Dan will tell you about on our end in a moment here, and I'll move on to contestant number 4. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Just want to say congratulations to my daughter, Sarah. She takes her first communion tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. So big weekend at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope it all goes smoothly for you. Which categories do we have left here? Have you been paying attention? Or on this day?
Let's do on this day.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which actor was elected mayor of Carmel-by-the-Sea 30 years ago today, 26 years before he spoke to an empty chair at the Republican National Convention?
Clint Eastwood.
Correct. Which pope's funeral was attended by 4 million people on this day in 2005?
Pope John Paul.
Which one?
Second.
Correct. Who hit his 715th home run to break Babe Ruth's record on this day in 1974?
Nick Aaron.
Correct. Which band released Toys in the Attic with songs like Sweet Emotion and Walk This Way on this day in 1975?
Aerosmith.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. Who became the first African-American to manage a Major League Baseball team as skipper of the Cleveland Indians 41 years ago today?
Frank Robinson.
It was Baltimore Orioles legend Frank Robinson. Another clean sweep. Congratulations, Jim.
Thanks.
Stand by. Hang on. Right now, Greg Kornfeld is in his car saying, oh, I got to go out to Kentucky's and get more gift certificates. Jim just got one, and now let's see if we can put a third one out there with our fifth contestant. Hello, Bob.
Hello. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
Yeah. I'm retiring in June, and today I'm on assignment, just like Frank.
Okay. What are you retiring from?
Just work.
Well, I assume that. Nobody retires from play.
Yeah, I'd rather not say.
All right, I understand.
Thanks.
Some sort of top secret Boeing thing. Okay, no problem, Bob. We have one category left. It's our topical category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced today that he will not run for re-election next year as mayor of St. Louis?
I believe that was Francis Sway.
That's correct. Which country music outlaw and Okie from Muskogee died this week at 79?
Merle Haggard.
Correct. Which school won the women's NCAA basketball national championship on Monday night?
Connecticut.
Correct. Why was Frank Swanson fired after 20 years in a Walmart in West Plains, Missouri? A, he wouldn't stop hugging customers. B, he let people walk out without paying for merchandise. Or C, he hadn't shown up for work for 4 months.
I believe it was A.
You're correct. He wouldn't stop hugging customers. Now for the clean sweep. While we're in American Idol mode, what state were both finalists, Trent Harmon and LaPorsche Renee, from?
I'm going to guess Florida.
It was Mississippi.
Ah.
Oh, so close, Bob, but you still got yourself 10 points, and you're a winner as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, here's a little ironic behind-the-scenes story. Ian and I actually put together 5 American Idol losers to play for you today if we had to punish them.
Man.
But we only ended up punishing one person, giving away lots of prizes, and that's much better for all of us. Trust me, we have heard the songs. You don't have to go through them again. That's the Harris Challenge for today. You can find the archives on my website, harrisonline.com, and you can come back here and play live every Friday right around 5:15 p.m. exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Let's see. Where do we start here? On westbound 364, you're a bit slow from the Maryland Heights Expressway past the Veterans Bridge. You've got southbound 270 getting much better. You still have stop-and-go traffic from Dorset down through Highway 40, but then just some little slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141 still stacks up from Big Bend down through Highway 44 and from Gravois Bluffs down through Highway 21. Northbound 170 is a bit heavy now between 70 and Airport Road, and it looks like eastbound 270, you're heavy just east of McDonald. That goes through 170 and then from West Florissant and out through Bell Fountain. And this traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars. Try Little Caesars' large, hot and ready bacon wrapped crust, deep, deep dish wrapped in over 3.5 feet of crispy bacon and hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. only at Little Caesars. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. While the other radio stations at 6 p.m. weekdays are doing the same old, KTVI Fox 2 and the Big 550 will keep you updated while you're on your way to wherever you're going. KTVI Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. The spirit of St. Louis. What's right about our area? The spirit of St. Louis. Of St. Louis. The Big 550 KTRS presents The Spirit of St. Louis.
I'm John Mozeliak. I couldn't be prouder to be here in St. Louis. As I've learned, there is no better place than St. Louis for work, for play, and for raising your family. Now I'd like you to meet the people who feel just as I do.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action, and we want to share it with you. Come to the first celebration of spring and enjoy some Florissant hospitality at our 54th Valley of Flowers Festival, the gold standard of community events. The festivities run from Friday, May 6th to Sunday, May 8th at two terrific venues with free admission to all events. The Nice Grounds features barbecue, carnival rides, games, the Queen crowning Sunday, May 8th. The Florissant Egan Center has the famous Soap Family Italian Circus Friday and Saturday under the big top, joined by sideshow tents, a bubble blower, pirate ship, food tent, and more. Sunday's parade starts at the Egan Center, winds up Parker, down St. Francis, ends at the Knights Grounds. In the parade are the Queen candidates, floats, antique cars, military vehicles, marching bands, your city council, yours truly, and fun galore. Visit FlorissantMo.com and we'll see you there.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe even adding a new one to your home? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. This weekend, it's the Deck Expo. Outdoor Living, Inc., they do it every year at I-44 and Big Bend. They're going to introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, and pergolas. Reps from all over the country will be there to answer all of your questions and to introduce you to the newest materials. Combine all of that with great design and free food, door prizes, and the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll have a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about your new deck. They also have fencing, outdoor grills, Trex patio furniture. It's all right there. Outdoor Living, Inc. Say hi to John and Jim from the Inside Out Show starting at 11 this Saturday. It's the Deck Expo at Outdoor Living on Holmes, right where I-44 and Big Bend merge. Call 966-3325 or check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Rick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsome Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
While I was getting educated at Washington U, I met a young redhead who said her family had bought a Byerly trailer. It turned out to be one of Walter Byerly's originals built in 1954. For 20 years, the family had traveled through 47 states. I had a 1951 Studebaker. What a perfect match. Eventually, my Studebaker and the old Byerly were hitched up, and we set out on a three-week adventure through the western states. But that's another story. And by the way, the trailer and the Studebaker weren't the only ones that got hitched. I married that redhead, and we've been fellow travelers for over 30 years. It all started in a Byerly RV. Why not see what you can get started in an RV from Byerly in Eureka?
For the rest of your life. Byerly Trailer. For the rest of your life. Byerly Trailer. We discover your family. Show them you care. For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
entirely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Since 1950, the premier Lennox heating and cooling dealer in the St. Louis area has been Galmish & Sons. In their third generation, the Galmish tradition of providing prompt, reliable, and courteous service continues, performed by union craftsmen. They offer 24-hour-a-day emergency service, and they service all makes and models. You can get a complete Lennox system installed for only $28.95. You heard right, just $28.95 for a complete Lennox system installed. Family-owned Galmish & Sons do residential work as well as commercial work, along with humidifier replacement and repair. They're McGraw-Millhaven tested, so give them a call today for a no-obligation estimate for your home or business at 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110. Or see their website at galmishandsons.com. That's Galmish, spelled G-A-L-M-I-C-H-E, and sons.com. Family owned since 1950.
Marvin Mitchell, the host of Rethinking Retirement, is inviting you and a guest to enjoy a complimentary evening of food, fun, and information at his next financial education dinner event. The topics include how to find financial strength in an unstable market, tax advantage strategies, and maximizing Social Security. Now is the time to take control of your retirement. Call now to attend this important event. 314-373-1598. 314-373-1598. Hurry, seats are limited.
Hi, this is Gary Baumkamp for Smart St. Louis. Is your home air conditioning system smart? Chances are it is. By that we mean, since the end of World War II, most St. Louis home air conditioning systems were designed and installed by an organization called SMART, which stands for Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Residential Teams. 15 St. Louis family-owned heating and air conditioning companies who have joined together to form SMART. For your home, it's SMART. See who they are at smartstlouis.com. That's smartstlouis.com.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great place for a sit-down dinner or a take-home meal right next to each other under the Big Pig. It's Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are in the studio with me. And joining us now from Southern California, here is Mr. Mike Evans.
I didn't do any reports for any of my other 40 stations today because I don't know if it's strep throat. I just have a really sore throat.
Oh, no.
But I'm doing you guys. Well, and, oh, hold on, I'm going to push this button. Isn't that a lot better?
Oh, yes. That is much better, yes.
So I'm not going to sing today.
Okay.
I can't. It'll hurt me too much.
All right.
Okay. Just want to warn everybody.
Okay.
Thousands of radios are being turned off all over St. Louis right now.
Or louder.
Pop quiz question. Another odd eating habit of the stars. Name the name of the celebrity who drinks a six-pack of Cokes every day.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell, Warren Buffett, Barack Obama, Melissa McCarthy. Answer in a minute. Odds and ends. New York Governor Chris Christie tells everybody he's losing weight. But while at the Final Four, everybody noticed his pockets were stuffed with M&Ms. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, one of Hollywood's young, beautiful, rich, spoiled brats who treats people like garbage, is taking time off at the end of the year, 2016, to make movies. And she already has a couple parts.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Los Angeles, we call it Obamageddon. He's in town. Freeways are shut down. Instead of taking 3 hours to get across town, now it takes 6 hours.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. Movie review, little pie hair.
Yeah.
Everybody wants some.
That's the new Richard Linklater movie. I haven't seen it yet. How is it?
Fast-moving, delightful comedy written and directed by Richard Linklater. It's coming of age of a college baseball team who play hard and party just as hard. It has a lot of soul and passion and feeling to it. Blake Tenner and Ryan Guzman star. This has all the makings of an Animal House-type cult classic of the 2016.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, good.
Rated R, 2 hours long, 3 stars.
Okay.
One other movie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore Henry. Remember I told you about it last week?
Yeah.
It's out there now. 3.5 stars.
That's the one shot by a GoPro camera?
Yes.
Yeah.
You see everything in the first person.
Hmm.
And it is bizarre.
It's like a video game, right?
It's almost like it's as bizarre. Remember the first time you ever walked in and didn't know what to expect on Clockwork Orange?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The Boss. You see that, huh?
No.
Melissa McCarthy is exactly what you expected it would be. A trimmed-down Melissa plays a bad corporate boss who gets out of jail for inside trading, comes out trying to change her image, but, you know, it's hard to teach an old fat dog new tricks.
Huh?
Stop talking about me. I can hear you. I'm sitting right here.
Sorry. Rated R, under 2 hours, predictable, but funny. Two stars.
Okay.
Date in history, April 8th, 1989. First and only one-armed pitcher to debut in the major leagues. Jim Abbott, who I met when knew through the Angels. Later traded to the Yankees and threw a no-hitter.
One of the most inspirational stories in sports history.
Yes, a one-armed man throwing a no-no in the major leagues.
Yeah.
And a great guy.
And by the way, throwing, impressive. Catching, even more impressive.
Yeah, with yeah. his glove under his...
under his arm.
Yeah. yeah.
And could throw the ball after he could. He would drop that glove, catch the ball, or catch it with the glove, then grab the ball out of the glove and throw it faster than any guy.
What always amazed me was not just that part, but sometimes somebody would hit a comebacker to the mound on one hop, and he would still make the play and get the ball to first base.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah.
And finally.
No.
Drinks a six-pack of Cokes every day. Rosie O'Donnell, Warren Buffett, Barack Obama, Melissa McCarthy.
Hey, Ian, I'm going to let you take a shot at it.
I'll say Warren Buffett.
I'm going to go Obama.
Okay, I'm going to say, because Warren Buffett owns part of Coca-Cola through his Berkshire Hathaway, that seems an obvious answer, so I'm going to go with Melissa McCarthy.
The answer is Warren Buffett.
Anana Koli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
All right, there's Mike Evans. Before I get to Knuckleheads in the News, which I will hear in about 2 minutes, I've got to tell you, as a kid who grew up during the space race through the Mercury program, the Gemini program, the Apollo program, the Skylab program, the Space Shuttle program, and all that, it still amazes me every time I see a rocket taking off from Earth and moving up into the blue sky of Florida and heading for, well, nowadays, for the International Space Station. And for most of my life, that was a job that was done by a government agency called NASA. But as you know, in the last several years, we've had private agencies, private companies, doing a lot of our space business. One of them is run by Jeff Bezos of Amazon, and the other one is called SpaceX, which is run by Elon Musk, the guy behind Tesla and Solar City and this company called SpaceX. Today, they did something no one has ever done before. They sent a rocket from Florida up into the sky. It docked with the International Space Station. Part of it went up and docked with the International Space Station. The rest of it, the first stage booster, in other words, the heavy rocket part,
yeah,
came back to Earth. Now, in the past, that meant it landed in the ocean. And sometimes they'd go out and retrieve them. Other times it went into a deep part where they couldn't retrieve it. But it was lost. And even if they did retrieve it, it could never be used again because it got soaking wet. Today, SpaceX landed that stage one of that rocket vertically on a little man-made island in the ocean. And now they can go back and check it out, clean it out, refurbish it, and relaunch that same rocket again.
That's unbelievable.
Huge savings. And I, during the last commercial break, I was watching the video of it, and you can hear the people at the SpaceX headquarters cheering in Mission Control, cheering like crazy, because they've tried this four times before, and the other four times, it didn't work.
Yeah.
And when rockets don't work, they go boom.
Yeah.
You can't reuse them, ever goes boom. Yeah. But you can reuse this one, and they're going to, and it is one of the most, like I said, I've been watching these things since I was a little boy. This is one of the most remarkable things I've seen in a space program in my lifetime. And it is a great step forward for, you know, whatever we're going to be doing in space in the future. Congratulations to Elon Musk. Also, before I get to knuckleheads in the news, I have to say congratulations to the people at George Mason University in Virginia, who this week decided to rename their law school after the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. And it's not because I was a fan of his, I wasn't, but it's because when they named the school, they named it the Antonin Scalia School of Law. Okay, fine. Except when you write those out in initial forms.
Oh.
A-S-S-O-L.
Oh, wow.
Who wants to graduate from there? It took less than 24 hours for somebody to tell the school, and by somebody I mean the entire Twitterverse, to tell the school they had made a slight mistake, and they've now changed it to the Antonin Scalia Law School, and so they don't have to worry about the other part, which was not good. Now your knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Download the STL Taxi app or call them at 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories whacking up to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Auburn, California, where Thomas Weed, sped by two deputies in front of the North Lake Tahoe Sheriff's Station on Monday. The cops saw the man park in the wrong parking lot, taking up two spaces, and then run into the courthouse. Now, they'd seen this guy speeding, and they saw how he parked. So they confronted Weed once he was done inside the courthouse. At first, he denied that he had even driven to court. But he backed down once the deputy said, "We saw you drive up to court fast, over the speed limit, and park in two spaces." So he's charged with that. Oh, and also, he was driving on a suspended license and was on probation. The cops then searched Weed's car. Guess what they found in there? Yes, weed. Packed and ready to be sold, along with hash, scales, and other drug paraphernalia. And to top it off, he was under the influence of meth.
Oh.
Wow, that's a double trifecta, isn't it?
Man.
Next, we go to Philadelphia, where we find Juan Carlos, who called up a car on his Uber app and hired a driver named Corey Robinson to take him for a ride. A 275-mile ride from Philadelphia to Herkimer, New York. Now, that's a drive that takes about 5 hours, but Juan told Corey he would pay for the whole thing. So they took off. During the trip, Corey got tired. He asked Juan, "Will you drive? I'll take a nap. You drive for a little while." And as Corey slept, Juan really put the pedal to the metal. Heading down Interstate 81 in the town of Kirkwood near the Pennsylvania border, police clocked him doing 86 miles an hour. They tried to pull him over, but he refused to stop, kept going north. That's when Corey woke up and said, "Why are we going so fast?" Juan said, "We're being chased by the cops." Corey said, "Pull this car over right now." Juan said, "No." Instead, he pulled off the highway but kept going through some back roads, actually lost the cops for a while, but they kept checking the area until they saw the car had crashed into a guardrail in the town of Colesville, New York. The car was empty. Both men running away on foot. They were found. Juan was arrested on a variety of charges. Corey, released without charges, allowed to take his car to get fixed and then drive it home. When he got home, he found out from Uber They're taking away his driving privileges. And by the way, Carlos won't be allowed to hire any Uber drivers for a while. He's going to be in a slammer. In Stuart, Florida, a cop responded to an alarm at a business about 4:20 in the morning. Spotted a Chevy truck parked outside, relayed the truck's tag to emergency dispatchers. Then a man named Gordon Raymond walked up to the cop and said, listen, the battery on my truck died. Can you give me a jump start? Meanwhile, the cop was finding out from dispatchers that the truck had been reported stolen days earlier. So the officer said, I can't give you a jump start, but let me ask you a few questions about the truck. At first, Raymond said he had bought the truck off Craigslist, but he eventually admitted that he had stolen it. But he had a reason. He said he was at a bar in Jensen Beach, and when the bar closed at 2 o'clock, he noticed his girlfriend had left without a way for him to get home. So he started walking, and he saw the truck in the church parking lot with the keys in it and figured, well, I got to get home anyway. I might as well take this truck. That's my best option. Oh, by the way, he'd also driven the truck to and from work the last couple of days. The cop said, get in the back seat. And he called for a tow for the truck. And we finished today in Brookside, Alabama, where police conducted a drug raid on a house. When they arrived, several people ran out of the house. They were all nabbed. The cops then spent the next hour and 45 minutes searching every nook and cranny of the house for drugs, which they found plenty of. And they looked for other suspects, which they couldn't find. Until some investigators heard a snoring sound. Where is that coming from? It seems to be coming from the clothes dryer. They open the door, and inside is a guy named Michael Davis curled up and asleep inside the dryer. They woke him up, and he said, oh, yeah, I've been in here for a while. I heard you guys searching. I figured this was a safe place. You took so long to search, I fell asleep. He was taken away with the other suspects. Thanks to contributors Matt Burrows and Jim Hewer for making today's Knuckleheads in the News possible. I've got a new batch for you every Friday, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And before we go, one story that deserves a little spotlight of its own. A story from our legislature in Jefferson City, Missouri, where State Representative Tracy McCreary has written House Resolution Number 1220, which, quote, hereby urges the members of the Missouri House of Representatives to use the word fiscal instead of physical when referring to fiscal matters. Physical is an old Olivia Newton-John song.
Yeah.
Fiscal is a word that has to do with money. McCreary says this has been an issue in the chamber, and it bugs the heck out of him. After waiting until a full quarter of the way into her term, she said she had to take action, so she has put together a congressional resolution. She says, I just feel like the word fiscal might be kind of important to the job we're doing here in the state legislature, and if people don't know the difference between that and physical, they should learn it if they're going to keep doing this job. Tracy, I take my hat off to you. Nice job. And on behalf of Colin and Dan and Tim and Ian, I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of all of us here who work on the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon Friday edition, have a great weekend and thanks for listening.
And it's time to get our final check on traffic heading into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. You're still heavy on southbound 141, a little bit south of Big Bend, down through 44. Westbound 70 from 270 through 94. Westbound 40 from Kings Highway through McCausland. Again, from, looks like, Winghaven, all through Highway 70. Eastbound 40 is thinned out. We have southbound 55 slowing from Highway 44 down through Gasconade. And eastbound 270, we're slowing now from West Flores and through Bell Fountain in the construction. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Hewer. On Friday's show, we focus in on soccer. St. Louis FC getting ready for game number 4 on the schedule. General Manager Jeremy Allenbaugh, USL Reigning Player of the Week, Vince Ciccarelli from the FC joins us. And we'll also talk some pucks in the 8 o'clock hour.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
There is a verdict in the murder of a South St. Louis hotel clerk killed during a robbery. How quickly the jury reached its decision.
A bombshell announcement at St. Louis City Hall today. The news Mayor Slay had to share.
A couple of spotty showers possible as we get into the early evening hours, but the key continues to be what we have been talking about all week long. A hard freeze across the St. Louis area overnight tonight.
Tonight, in the wake of the terrorist attacks in Brussels, more explosive sniffing dogs coming to Lambert Airport.
But first on Fox, a quick verdict returned by a St. Louis jury in the murder of a hotel clerk.
The panel taking just over an hour to find the defendant guilty. Fox News' Paul Shankman is live downtown where the victim's family spoke shortly